Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, financial advisors may misjudge some clients' risk tolerance. Standard questionnaires often fall short, potentially leading to investment decisions that could prove costly over time. We're joined now by Mark Holbert, investment columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com. Mark, good afternoon. Thanks for being here with us here on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so a lot of factors there, and you know, we kind of think that financial advisors have all the answers for us. How do we know if that advisor really does understand our risk tolerance?
Well, it's a great question, and it's a good thing that we're asking the question now because the market is doing very well, as indeed you mentioned in the intro, with the market up as much as it is today. So the time to talk about risk is before the market drops. The saying on Wall Street that I like to repeat is that risk happens fast. So after the risk has hit the market, it's a little too late to talk about that risk. Most advisors claim to know what your risk level is because when you start with them, in fact, every financial firm has one or another variety of the same questionnaire, and they try to ask a number of questions to determine how you would react to a particular drop in the market and how much risk you want to take in order to make money over the long term and so forth. And some research that I quote in a recent column finds that most of the ways in which people have been interpreting the answers to those questions has been wrong. Basically, we react to those questions because they are so complex that we have no idea really how we would react. And so it's almost random how we end up answering those questions. And so it's obviously not going to be a way of trying to figure out what our risk level is.
So, Mark, you mentioned, too, that now is kind of the time to talk about it. And I want to touch on this idea of an advisor kind of, you know, painting the picture and understanding how their client would feel. Let's say your portfolio drops, you know, 30% or more, and kind of how that client would react. Take me through kind of that process of really understanding risk levels if you're in your client's shoes and they lose a lot of their money.
Well, that's a great question. And in fact, I think part of the problem, it's not just the advisor's fault. It's that most of us as individual investors, we don't have a clue ourselves how we would react, because it's one thing to theoretically have a discussion about what the market's gyrations might mean, and another to actually be experiencing ourselves and see that our net worth on our portfolio is down 30%, which feels a lot different than it does when you're looking at it sort of abstractly. And so I think the task of a good advisor is similar to being a good therapist. You have to really work with the client, get to know the client over time, try to suss out what that client might do and look at their past history and so forth. It's as complicated as therapy. And so it's one of those things where a questionnaire simply isn't going to do it.
And Mark, you know, on the other side of this, you know, obviously we don't want to totally pick on the advisors. When you talk about the client perspective as well, is there anything that we as clients can do to help that process and ensure that our risk tolerance is being understood beyond, you know, questionnaires and things like that?
I think that a key part is to go back and look at your history. I think we tend to rewrite history after it's happened and say, oh, well, of course, everyone knows the market would react in a certain way. So just recently, look at this year, in April 2nd, that so-called Liberation Day, the market dropped over the subsequent several days by double-digit amounts. Go back and look to see how you made any changes to your portfolio, and if you wrote emails or posted anything online. Go back and look and see, because now with the market at all-time highs or close to it, it can say, oh, well, we knew the market was going to react the way it did. Well, of course, we didn't, and we ought to see how we reacted in the moment itself to get a clue as to what our risk tolerance really is.
Yeah, no, never, self-reflection never hurts as well. Really helpful stuff. Thanks so much. That is Mark Holbert, investment columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com. Join us this time tomorrow for Travel Tuesday, and still to come, our Monday Stock Picker.